Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to this report to your constituents. A lot of action in Harrisburg recently, and a lot of it has to do with some legislation that hopefully will be coming down the road to help Pennsylvania homeowners, and that has to do with property taxation. What's going on here?
Yeah, we've been talking for quite a long time about property tax elimination, and there's a number of bills out there that try and get at this effort. Number one being a bill by Jim Cox. It's House Bill 1776, which would really enact total property tax elimination as far as the way we fund school districts in the Commonwealth. And the effort is certainly getting a lot of notoriety right now. As a matter of fact, we hope to have Jim Cox in our district soon to talk more about that bill.
There's also been a lot of talk about the state budget. I know the Senate is working on their version of it. What are some of the details of that?
The Senate has introduced a document right now that they will be voting on very shortly, and that document restores some funding to our basic education line. There's some restoration in the higher education area as well as Medicaid. So there's some movement here off the original document, off the original draft, as is the case with every budget. And I'm happy to say that I think that we'll see a budget here that is still fiscally responsible, not spending more money than we anticipate on taking in, but making sure that we're being very mindful of where those dollars need to be spent most effectively. And again, I think the education area is a major concern for many people, as well as myself.
And what's your feel as far as timing? You think we'll have an on-time one this year?
Well, I was happy to see that we were able to pass a budget as required last year for the first time in many, many years. And believe me, it will be my effort as well as my colleagues to make sure that we pass a budget on time again this year. Look, it does not add any dollars to the equation when that budget goes after the deadline. And once it goes after the deadline, it can quite often go very far after the deadline. And that ends up putting people's lives on hold. And we just don't need that in these times.
Also, every spring, there's a big rally in the state capitol that celebrates Pennsylvanians' right to keep and bear arms. What went on here, and what are some of the legislative initiatives that were discussed?
There was a Second Amendment rally in the capitol that I attended, and there's a couple of bills that are out there right now that are getting a lot of attention, and I hope to be voted on. One of the problems that we have in the state is the instant check system that we have. We got a duplicate system between the Pennsylvania system and the federal system, and it really drives up the cost of doing business to the Commonwealth as well. Representative Krieger has a bill, and that bill would in essence do away with the state system, and we would fall back on the federal system and probably end up seeing savings to the Commonwealth between $5 and $7 million, and at the same time have a system that is just more user-friendly. I know that our state police are having difficulty, and there may be a period of time when firearms will not be able to be purchased in the Commonwealth as a result of them not being able to do the check. So moving to a simpler system that saves us money makes sense right now.
There's also some talk about domestically manufactured firearms and federal regulations of that industry. What's going on here?
Right now, we've got regulation that comes from the federal level as well as the state level. In particular, there's a bill out there by Representative Matt Gobler that deals with the Interstate Commerce Clause in the Constitution. And the federal government has taken a hard stance on this in their desire in regulating products, and in this case, firearms, that are manufactured in the state and sold within the state. And this bill would be more definitive about that relationship and require that the federal government does not intervene in the transaction where those firearms are manufactured and sold strictly within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth would have jurisdiction over that transaction.
Representative Tobash, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash.